This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior spokesperson for the Israeli military claimed on Sunday a humanitarian operation was going hand in hand with the evacuation of people from Gaza City's Shifa Hospital.
We had requested for several weeks now that the hospital be evacuated, and unfortunately, the different organizations did not deem it possible.
Peter Lerner told British broadcaster Sky the Shifa Hospital area was a war zone, blaming Hamas for making it a battleground. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Yemen's Houthis claimed on Sunday they seized an Israeli ship in the southern Red Sea. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Yemen's Houthi faction on Sunday said they'd captured what they said was an Israeli ship and taken it to a Yemeni port. A statement from the group said, quote, "We are treating the ship's crew in accordance with Islamic principles and values." But Israel said earlier the Iran-aligned group had seized a British-owned and Japanese-operated cargo ship with no Israeli owners or crew. The Houthis, an ally of Tehran, have been launching long-range missile and drone salvos at Israel in solidarity with the Palestinian Hamas militants Israel has been battling in the Gaza Strip since October 7.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Argentina elected libertarian outsider Javier Milei as its new president on Sunday, rolling the dice on an outsider with radical views to fix an economy battered by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and rising poverty. Official results have not been released, but his rival, Economy Minister Sergio Massa, conceded in a speech. His candidacy was hampered by the country's worst economic crisis in two decades while he's been at the helm.